Welcome to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Oh, what a great day it is. And you just got back from Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right?
Oh, I went to Memphis and I went on up the road a little piece to Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson, Tennessee. I might have some music for you.
You might.
I might. Yeah. In just a second here.
Well, you know what? I heard a lot of music down that way from Sun Records and Stax Records in Memphis.
I know.
I keep rubbing it in that you missed it.
Well, I once did a show with the Stax Volt Horns, Memphis Horns, and a lot of the Memphis sound, which included Carla Thomas, oh my goodness, Booker T and the MGs, Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn, and the Memphis Horns. And so I've had my fun with that. But to see if this rings a bell with you.
Yeah? Okay, let me listen here. Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
I was dancing with my darling.
Name that tune.
To the Tennessee
wall. Let's see if our guest can name that tune. Clark Shaw, welcome to the Travel Planner Show, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin and Sue. Great to be with you.
Is that kind of the Tennessee anthem there?
That is no question about it. The Tennessee anthem.
That's what I thought.
I bet you didn't expect to hear that played.
No, we didn't, but we love to hear it.
I went out and dug that out at the CD store today.
All right. You know, there's another one you could play, too, that we kind of fond of down this way. You remember Johnny Cash's and June Carter Cash saying, "I'm going to Jackson"?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, wasn't there a debate on that, though, which Jackson they really meant?
Yeah, of course there is. There's a lot of Jacksons around the country, but we think it's Jackson, Tennessee, for a lot of musical reasons, including the fact, of course, that you spoke of the music heritage around here. You know, Carl Perkins hailed from Jackson and played with Johnny Cash for many, many years, and W.S. Holland, his drummer for 40-plus years, lives here in Jackson. So we think we got a good chance at Jackson, Tennessee, being the Jackson he was talking about.
As long as it wasn't Jane Fonda, I don't care. You know.
There you go.
Well, Sue has just been raving since she came home about the hospitality and the food that she received there. And I have to tell you, I have gone through the Old Country Store cookbook.
Thank you for giving me that.
I have to kind of carry a towel around with me because I'm drooling all the time. Some great recipes in there. And one of my favorites I've been looking for was chess pie. I once first had that up in Boston and have never found a recipe for it. And you've got three or four different versions of it, including the Old Country Store chess pie. So that's going to be one of the things that I hit this next week in the oven.
Kevin, you got to try that one because that particular recipe, I'm pretty sure, is my mother's recipe.
Is that right?
Well,
if
the one that's in the cookbook isn't, he said there were three in there. I did find your mother's recipe on the website.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we have that one, too. Well, let's tell our listeners exactly what we're talking about. You have one of the best places in Tennessee for stopping by and eating. And as I said, I'm going to return. I got to come back and finish some of those other dishes that I didn't get to eat. And it's called the Old Country Store in Jackson, Tennessee.
Tell us a little bit about the store.
Sure. The Old Country Store, we officially are named Brooke Shaw and Son Old Country Store, and that was for, I'm the son, and my father, Brooke Shaw, is the one who founded us 42 years ago, and it's just amazing all the things that have happened in the course of all those years. But my father founded this store in 1965 after having a couple of heart attacks, and the doctors said for him to develop a hobby. And my dad, y'all, had worked in a little country grocery store, a little country store out near where he was born in the Wellwood community of Haywood County, Tennessee. And he knew that country stores were disappearing from around the South. He had a lot of great memories. And a friend gave him three antiques as he was recuperating from one of his heart attacks and after the doctors had to get a hobby. And so my dad thought about collecting genuine turn-of-the-century country store antiques that reminded him of that country store as a boy and that wonderful memories he had of all of that. And between 1960 and 1965, he amassed literally thousands of turn-of-the-century, 1890s, early 1900s, country store-type antiques. And eventually we opened up the original location across from my dad's work in 1965. And that was the beginning of it. And it started off as an antique museum in which you paid a dollar to get in and you got a lifetime pass. And we served, we had the antique collection, obviously, but then we served we had an old counter that served cold cut cheese and cracker plates. And that became kind of popular with the locals. And so we added a table. And then we had the counter and the table fill up. And then we added another table, then another table. And, you know, literally one day we woke up and said, gee, we must be in the restaurant business.
You know, Clark, I'm looking at a picture of you here. And you and I could be twin brothers from different mothers.
Yeah,
you know
that?
Yeah,
right.
I really could be. You mentioned the memories of a country store. And for people who have never grown up in a rural community or city folk, for another term, the country store was not just a store. It was a social gathering place. And I remember growing up in a little town of 400 people when mom would send me up for groceries that Ernie Minetti, the owner of the store and the butcher, you know, as I was ready to go, I could sit down behind the meat counter, and he had that old butcher block there that was kind of concave shaped because it was so old, you know. And he'd pull out a little stick of bologna and some crackers from the back shelf, and there was a grown-up that would sit and talk with me, you know. I mean, the country store is just it brings back so many memories for me, and I'm sure it does a lot of our listeners, too.
There's no question about it. It was the community's gathering place. I mean, it's where you share the news. I mean, because when you think about it, we didn't have the communications then that you do today. It was where people learned about what's going on in the community. A neighbor getting married, a death in the family, you know, whatever it might have been, how the crops were doing on your part of your neck of the woods.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Well, Clark, I was there with a group of travel journalists. There were about 20 of us, and we had a fantastic time trying out all the types of different foods. And it was like a gathering place. People knew each other as they were walking in, and you had someone stop by that was from Texas. And I remember her saying, you know, we stop by here every time that we're heading up this highway because it's the best place around. And I understand that your restaurant has gotten the best of for the last 3 years.
We do. We have wonderful folks to come see us from around here and then literally all around the world who, as they're traveling across our wonderful state of Tennessee. And, of course, we have, you know, we're centrally located, you know, between two major destination cities of Memphis and Nashville, both cities known around the world for, I guess, primarily their music heritage. And we have such a tremendous music heritage here in Jackson and West Tennessee. And we're literally a stone's throw off the interstate. And yet you'll agree, when you drive into the village, it's like you've stepped back in time and, you know, to another era 100 plus years ago.
Oh, that's right. In fact, we're going to talk about the Casey Jones Village that you are a part of in the next segment. But
right.
Let's talk about some of that wonderful Southern style food that was served. I know you had one of my favorites, fried bologna.
Oh, yes, we did.
I love fried bologna.
Now, what is an old country store without fried bologna?
I know.
If it ain't fried, it ain't food, Clark.
Yeah, and you can get it fried or unfried. You can get it plain old bologna sliced off for you to make a good old sandwich, or you can get it fried, and we barbecue it as well.
And then what was that griddle that you had with the, was that Baba's Cracklin' Cornbread?
Yeah, it's the big flat griddle in the middle of our buffet. Yes, it's just a big flat gas griddle, and we cook in the morning we cook pancakes on it, but at lunchtime we cook our famous Baba's Cracklin' Cornbread. And Baba was my grandmother, and when I was a baby, I couldn't pronounce Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So it became Baba, and that's what it stays.
All right, let's hang on to that thought, Clark. We need to take a break,
all right?
And when we come back, I want to ask you some more about some of the people from around the area as well. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.